From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Most of the Republican presidential candidates stumped in Iowa today, hoping to boost support before the Iowa caucuses on Monday. Chris Christie addressed a town in Pella, while Jeb Bush told a group of voters in Carroll, Iowa, that Ted Cruz has flip-flopped on immigration. Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders told an audience in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, that he's confident his message will push supporters to caucus.
I believe that it is our campaign that is generating the excitement and the interest for a large voter turnout.
Sanders says he still does not want to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails. He released a statement tonight after the Obama administration announced it was withholding and raising the security level of 22 documents from Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton today focused on health care at three campaign events in Iowa. NPR's Tamara Keith has details.
At Grandview University in Des Moines, Hillary Clinton asked a mother whose daughter recently battled cancer to come up to the microphone and talk about how the Affordable Care Act helped her. Clinton says she wants to expand and improve the Affordable Care Act, and she's contrasting that with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who wants to create a single-payer system he calls Medicare for All.
I don't want us to end up in gridlock. People can't wait. People who have health emergencies can't wait for us to have some theoretical debate about some better idea that will never, ever come to pass.
Clinton said this is a big difference in the campaign she wants Iowa voters to think hard about before Monday night. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.
The attorney for a white Chicago police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a black teenager says his client fears for his safety and that of his family. NPR Cheryl Corley reports he says he'll seek a change of venue for trial.
Protesters confronted Jason Van Dyke as he appeared for a brief court hearing. He pleaded not guilty earlier to first-degree murder charges and the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke's attorney Dan Herbert says his client's been having a difficult time.
Essentially, every time he leaves his house, he is fearful. His life will never be the same again.
The release of video of the shooting sparked citywide protest and calls for Chicago's mayor to resign. Herbert says he'll seek a change of venue.
We're going to present some very compelling evidence to demonstrate that it's impossible for my client to get a fair trial in this case.
The court hearing came on the same day the city announced new reforms for police training. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Militia leader Ammon Bundy is again urging the four remaining occupiers of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon to go home. A federal judge in Portland has ordered Bundy and several followers arrested this week to remain behind bars pending trial. This is NPR News. Federal health officials are recommending additional testing of the drinking water in Flint, Michigan. Dr. Nicole Lurie of the Department of Health and Human Services says water samples from several Flint locations contain lead levels that are higher than filters are designed to handle. Flint residents are still advised to drink only filtered or bottled water. The National Football League San Diego Chargers will not return to Los Angeles next year. But NPR's Tom Goldman reports there is still a chance the team will move up the coast later on.
In a statement released by the Chargers, Chairman Dean Spanos gave San Diego football fans reason for joy and concern, all in the span of two paragraphs. First, there was the news the Chargers were staying for the 2016 season. But then this, quote, "We have an option and an agreement with the Los Angeles Rams to go to Inglewood in the next year. The Chargers reportedly will exercise that option if they can't get the new stadium that the team has wanted for years." Earlier this month, NFL owners approved a plan for the St. Louis Rams to return to L.A. next season. The plan includes an option for the Chargers to join the Rams in the new Inglewood Stadium, scheduled to open in 2019. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Commercial shipping ground to a halt today in New York and New Jersey when hundreds of longshoremen walked off their jobs. Trucks were not allowed to enter the ports. The reason for the job action is unclear. On Wall Street, stocks rallied today, led by gains in technology shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 396 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index added 107, and the S&P 500 rose 46. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.